and Gatos, the All Arizona Daily Download, the top five local stories of the day. Number five.
Ducey supports Trump's wall.
Yeah, interesting tweet came out, I think it was Friday afternoon. Now, we know that Friday morning, the president put out an emergency. There needed to be a national emergency declaration in order for him to get his wall money.
Mm-hmm.
But he also signed a deal to keep the government open, so he got $1.3 billion. He'll get other money from the national declaration. But then Doug Ducey came out and tweeted, Arizona has watched for decades as Washington has failed to prioritize border security. It's unfortunate it's come to this. Rather than Congress doing its job, but action is needed. We're going to talk to the governor today at 5 o'clock or 5:15 for his monthly exclusive interview about this.
Yeah, I see exactly why he supports Trump's plan to secure the border. How much money is coming out of Arizona's pocket? Nothing. I do wonder, though, it's almost like when Trump asked Ducey, hey, I'm going to send the National Guard there. It's not going to cost you anything. Do you want it? And Ducey said, well, of course I do. It's not going to cost us anything. Let's do it. I don't know how much of this wall, if any of the wall, is going to be built in Arizona.
That's a great question, too. How much have you been told, Governor Ducey?
They better build some of this here.
Out of 250 miles, is any of it going to be here?
So that's one of the top questions I have for Governor Ducey. Have you spoken to Trump? And how much of this wall is going to be built in Arizona? And Ducey will hopefully answer that today, 5:15.
And Gatos, the number four local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Is it or isn't it closed?
Yeah, Dolphin Heiress, Arizona. The sign came down on Friday. And we got spokesmen and spokeswomen there saying, oh, it's just a temporary close. Let me tell you something. You take the main sign down, you're closing down. Let's just get this over with. Are you closing or are you not? Let's stop playing the games if you're Dolphin Heiress, Arizona, or whatever. You've got 4 dead dolphins out of 8 in the last few years. Stop being cute. Are you closed or are you open?
Are they doing this because they don't know, or are they doing it for safety issues? I mean, we've been told that nobody for Dolphin Heiress will come on in public because they're getting death threats, or they're afraid of getting death threats. Are they worried that people will see the sign from the I-101 and decide to protest or something? I don't know. But if you're closed, just say you're closing. I don't understand why you would just keep dragging out the inevitable.
Cruz removed signs referencing Dolphin Heiress.
Right.
Including a very large sign on the facility's exterior. Okay? And then they hung a banner advertising the Beach Club, a bar and patio adjacent to the Dolphins' pool.
Right.
I don't know. I'm one of these guys, so just tell me one way or the other.
Are they going to change their name? To be Dolphins R Us or something like that? Are they going to open up under new management?
I don't know. But you're called Dolphin Heiress, and you only have 4 living dolphins now.
And we don't know where they are either.
Number 3.
Arizonans stuck in quicksand.
Yeah, authorities had to rescue a hiker who got stranded in the Zion National Park in Utah because his leg got stuck in quicksand. I thought that was just something in the movies.
Well, it sounds like something from Indiana Jones.
Yeah, right.
I remember being a little kid and watching Gilligan's Island.
Right.
I remember the quicksand there. That was kind of funny.
And Becky Lynn, did you get stuck?
I did not get stuck in quicksand, but I did want to say, I thought it was so odd when I saw this story this morning. It was not 3 days ago. I saw a meme on Facebook that said, when I was a kid, I really thought quicksand was going to be a much bigger problem when I grew up.
Yeah, right.
What are the odds?
Right.
Well, an Arizona guy, his name is Ryan Osmond.
While Osmond says he suffered minor muscle damage, he expects to make a full recovery.
I wouldn't go back and change anything or do anything differently.
How about not stepping in the quicksand?
Yeah, I was going to say,
How about not stepping in the quicksand?
Where you got stuck and rescuers took 2 hours to free you.
Remember when Indiana Jones got stuck and they were looking for some kind of vine to throw him and get him out?
Yeah, right.
And they ended up throwing him a snake. And you know how Indy hates snakes, man.
Yeah, that's true.
But he held on to the snake. Ugh. Ugh.
He held onto the snake to get out?
They pulled him out.
A helicopter was used to take the hiker out of the area. He was brought to the hospital. He was suffering from hypothermia. But I wouldn't change a thing, really?
Except get caught in
quicksand. Come on, man.
Mac and Gatos, the number 2 local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Arizona bill would ban guns.
Yes.
But
for people convicted of domestic violence. So if you're convicted of domestic violence, if you, this one bill says for domestic abusers, you would have to give up your guns and you wouldn't be allowed to purchase anymore.
Right. If it passes, the Senate bill 1219.
Yeah, I like this bill. I'm surprised. You know what? I'm not necessarily surprised that Arizona doesn't have something like this. But if you've got somebody who likes to beat people up, if you've got somebody who is aggressive, anger, and you know he could take
violent.
Yeah, he could take his fist and punch in people. But what's the next step? Taking a gun and killing people. So I don't think those people should have guns.
Senator Heather Carter out of Cave Creek sponsored the bill. She says it's essential to protecting Arizona families. Right now, a judge decides whether someone convicted of domestic violence has to give up gun ownership.
A judge does.
Yeah, this would just be a, you know, if you are convicted,
yeah,
give up all firearms you have now and you are not able to possess or own a firearm.
Well, there's some things that are taken away from you after you're a convicted criminal.
Right.
And this should probably be one of them. If you're this violent and you go around beating people up, you probably shouldn't have a gun, or there should be a long waiting, you know, period for you to get one.
Number one.
All eyes on our next winter storm.
Crank it up. Crank up the heat. It's going to be cold. It was cold this morning. Valley temperatures are down near freezing. It'll be, again, there's a frost warning tomorrow, so bring in all your sensitive plants, your pansies, and your, you know, brass balls or whatever outside. They could freeze and crack.
The heck are you talking about?
I don't know. I mean, they tell
what
you to bring
in plant?
Small...
There's no plant called a brass ball.
No, it's not a plant.
What is it?
It's literally a brass ball. Yeah, that's... They're going to crack under
Why
the...
would I bring a brass... Why do I have what is it?
Brass ball.
Why do I have a brass ball in my backyard in the first place?
Or front yard, decorative.
All right, bring your brass balls in.
It used to say brass monkeys and stuff like that, but those went out of style, what, from the 80s, I think.
Okay. I guess cover all your stuff. Huh?
Yeah, well, cover the plants, yeah, too.
Basically,
that's right.
It's going to be cold.
Do you want to hear from someone at the National Weather Service?
About your brass and monkeys?
Well, no, I'm just saying that sometimes a guy from the National Weather Service could be boring.
Oh.
I mean, do you really want to hear about the weather that bad?
It starts Thursday morning.
Okay.
It's probably the peak of the rain.
All right, peak of the rain. Thursday.
Oh, that's right. We're getting more rain, too. It's going to be snow up front.
Will you let him talk, please?
He's boring.
During the afternoon Thursday.
Low energy.
Right.
Evening time. Maybe the East Valley will linger through Thursday night.
The East Valley will linger?
I don't know. It was 11 seconds in. There was 14 seconds to go. I thought I'd do everybody solid by stop playing.
It's going to be cold the next couple of days.
Bring in your brass balls.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, jeez.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea. Go to inspiresleep.com today.